announcers. They read stuff. But now I am communicating this to my audience. And the other thing, I think, is the creation of this new broadcasting creature, the commentator. Because one of the things about the Lindbergh case, and this is going to be true of the New Deal, and of course, you know, the menace of Nazism in Europe, it's not enough for me just...
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Questions about technology, cybersecurity, whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m. every every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Arthur and Karen of Hoover, Alabama. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Remsnyder at Columbia Greene Media reports that Republican Jamie Heyer Mitchell and Jeffrey Holliday came back with absentee ballots to win seats on the Catskill Village Board. Election night totals have three candidates running on the Democrat and Action Party lines, leading for three spots on the Village Board, while those running on the Republican and Village Visions line were behind. But after 328 absentee ballots were added on March 17th, only one Democrat remained a winner, with incumbent Natasha Law at 500 votes. Heyer Mitchell won the second seat with 483 votes. Republican Diane Petronani March finished third with 461, and Democrat Megan Henry was fourth with 436 votes. In the contest for the other seat, a rematch from last year, Republican Jeffrey Holliday again beat Democrat Michelle Williams, this time 496 to 467. Last year, Williams led with 55% to 44% margin over Holliday when the unofficial results were announced on election night, virtually the same as this election. But after counting 265 absentee ballots last year, Holliday won 199 of them, giving the retired state trooper a 451 to 369 win over Williams. So this year, both candidates got more votes, and Williams pulled closer. Absentee ballots were also counted in Tannersville on 17th, but they could not change the outcome. Republican Kimberly Thompson got one absentee ballot, and Democrat Mary Susan Timpson got the other, with Thompson winning 34 to 32 votes for the two-year term on the Tannersville Village Board. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that four of the five members of the Town of Cairo's Board of Ethics Review resigned March 16th because of harassment and other reasons. Edward Brandt, John Vandenberg, Leonard Asaro, and Monica Kinney Keff sent the town a letter outlining their problem. The letter says, and I quote, "We have had town employees and community members spread falsehoods about us personally, and we have been harassed in ways, and we have received nothing but trouble for volunteering our time to attempt to help this town. We now understand why Greene County does not make it public who the members of the Greene County Board of Ethics are," end quote. The letter also cited, and I quote, "some recent decisions some of the town board has made on different topics," end quote, without being specific. The resigning members said the town board would ignore the ethics board. The letter said, and I quote, "We do not feel that any recommendations made or investigations concluded will be given any respect by the majority of this board or those who were perpetrating the harassing behavior towards the members," end quote. Mark Gorlick is now the only member of the Cairo Board of Ethics Review. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Deanna Garcia reports in Politico that former Governor Andrew Cuomo won't say if he will run for office again. Cuomo said March 17th in New York City, and I quote, "I have a lot of options open, and I'm considering them," end quote. With $16 million in his campaign corpus in January, and Cuomo ads running on television, it seems like he's running for something. The State Board of Elections recently implied that he is. New York Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel Michael L. Johnson wrote in response to a complaint filed by Good Governments over Cuomo's use of campaign funds since his resignation in August, and I quote, "Although former Governor Cuomo has not announced any explicit plan to run for a specific office, his conduct fits the definition of a candidate set forth in election law," end quote. While Cuomo did tease another go at electoral politics, he did not comment on the 11 women who accuse him of sexual harassment, nor did he mention New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's report blaming him for a lack of transparency over COVID-19 deaths in the state nursing homes. Read more about this story in Politico. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain before noon, then showers mainly afternoon. Temperature high will be 55 degrees. Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers. The temperature low will be around 46 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 52 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 37. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Rehearsing and nursing apart, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it. Tonight, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole ourselves a city and a tower with its top in making fires, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Come, let us build ourselves a city.
That was Mark Pritchard with Gregory Whitehead with Come Let Us from the Four Worlds album.
I often dream of trains when I'm alone. I ride on them into another zone. I dream of them constantly, heading for paradise, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains when I'm awake. They ride along beside a frozen lake, and then buffet car, I wait for eternity, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains till it gets light. The summer turns to winter overnight. The leaves fall so suddenly. The sun sets at 4 o'clock, exactly what I'm dreading. I often dream of trains when I'm with you. I wonder if you dream about them too. Maybe we'll meet one night. Thank you.
Yes. I need to get from New Orleans to Quebec.
What province is that in? Do you know?
Quebec is in Quebec province.
That's UK or?
That's Quebec.
I was wondering what the, you know, abbreviation was. Like Pennsylvania's PA, New York NY.
It's in Canada.
I'm aware of that. One moment. Okay, and what date is this for?
Tonight. Yes, good morning. Could you tell me if there's a train, the quickest way to get from New Orleans to Quebec?
Quebec? Like Canada?
Right.
Well, let's see.
I was hoping to leave on the night train.
Toronto. Hold on just a minute.
It's just one way, right?
Mm-hmm. gotta be the night train. The night train.
What train can I get out of New Orleans tonight?
Okay, and what date is this for?
Tonight.
Nothing.
Yes, good morning. Could you tell me if there's a train be the quickest way to get from New Orleans to Quebec?
Quebec? Like Canada?
Right.
Well, let's see.
I was hoping to leave on the night train.
Mm-hmm. go up to Toronto. Hold on just a minute.
It's got to be a night train.
What province is that, you know?
Quebec, within Quebec province.
That's Tuesday, or?
That's Q-U-E-D-E-C.
I was wondering what the, you know, abbreviation was. Like, Pennsylvania, PA, New York, NY.
It's in Canada.
I'm aware of that. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
We have a train that departs daily at 7:05 from New Orleans. You have to go up through around, well, we could get you as far as, like, Toronto, something like that, but we don't have, like, evening trains. The only evening train we have goes toward Miami.
Miami.
Over to Quebec.
What train can I get out of New Orleans tonight?
It's just one way, right?
Okay, and what gate is this for?
Tonight.
Nothing.
turns into walking dead like me. And I've been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna be doing your sleep. I'll have to go when the whistle blows. The whistle knows my name. Fate is kind.
sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Passing them through.